This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Open for Business. My name is Angeline Tay, and today we have BookDoc. BookDoc is an application available in Malaysia, Singapore, and Hong Kong that links users or patients to healthcare information. Chevy Bay, the founder of BookDoc, is here to reiterate their strategy to scale this application by tackling the corporate market before reaching the critical consumer mass. This platform points you to the nearest healthcare center, book medical appointments, and in the future, you might be able to purchase prescriptions. So welcome to the show, Chevy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. So welcome back. You've been on a couple of times, The Grill and now Open for Business. Yeah. So just maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to start this startup.
Myself, previously, I was in my previous capacity as a managing director of BP Healthcare for the past 5 years, and I left to start BookDoc. And there are a few triggering events that make me want to start this. So first and foremost was a good friend of mine which has issue finding the right hospital and calling me for help and say, since you're in healthcare, can you help me? So that was one. And secondly, not only my best friend who have near-death experience, because the nature that I'm in healthcare, I always get a lot of friends who are not in healthcare calling me where to go, what kind of doctors, etc. So I said, why not I can put together a platform where people can just go there and just find the necessary healthcare professional of their choice. So that's how it started.
Okay. And so what you know, how did you know that this was going to work, really?
Because I have certain what you call unfair advantage in some sense, or competitive advantage, knowing that I know who are all the healthcare players out there. I know the corporate, I know the insurance. To put them together and making the whole ecosystem more efficient, and also driving so-called improved access to care and also information asymmetry in the healthcare system, that I think I can do a lot, especially with all my contacts I've developed over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so how does BookDoc work?
BookDoc is basically a mobile application where it's available to download on Google and also on iOS, Apple. So basically for a consumer, once you download it, you can find which are the nearest healthcare provider in your vicinity. Or for example, you're in KL, you want to book doctors in Penang, you can key in Penang, all the doctors in Penang will populate. Or you find doctors right now in Singapore, you put Singapore doctors will populate, etc. So that's one. Two, we are in the process of integrating, not all yet, where you can actually book seamlessly without physically needed to go direct to the clinic or healthcare provider to make an appointment, mm-hmm. or calling where you get drop calls, etc. And thirdly, the patient also get a reminder, like a personal PA. So they get a 24 hours reminder of your doctor's appointment and 2 hours before the appointment. And of course, last but not least, the benefit for user is free. And it don't cost them anything, and they can enjoy all the benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, and the idea also, you're targeting only the corporate clients, right? And why is that so? Because I thought usually people creating app is for users.
We are starting with the corporate user, but we're not discriminating against the ordinary consumer. But because in my previous capacity, I noticed that a lot of corporates always ask for data, real-time data. So that's why we created this to target the corporate user first. So for example, first and foremost, let me throw you a case study. If a company has 10,000 staff, they have 1,000 panel clinics, how do people navigate? They can say, look at a handbook. These are a list of panels, which they don't get updated frequently because clinics may be delisted, new clinics may be added, etc. And with this mobile app, you actually get the real-time, the latest list of panel clinics, one. So you help simplify the information distribution. And two, in current workflow in the marketplace where companies will give a staff ID and the staff will use the staff ID to identify themselves at clinics that I'm part of this organization, therefore you can charge them. But big companies, they have high turnover all the time. So with this platform, you can also help to reduce the so-called inaccurate claim that people have left the company, but why are they still claiming the medical benefits? And thirdly, we also get all the information analysis, like what is the health-seeking behavior, what kinds of doctor they see, like mostly say ONG or say dental, then they can negotiate the best healthcare insurance deal with the provider or their insurance provider, for example. And fourthly, with the health-seeking behavior of all the employees, the employee can also zoom in and say, what should we do? For example, improve because we notice factory A in, say, Klang is more healthy than factory B in, say, Penang. Maybe we should zoom in, probably it's occupational health issues. We should help improve, or we introduce what you call the employee wellness program to improve the well-being and therefore improve the productivity of the staff.
Basically, it's collecting a lot of data about the employee patterns.
Yep.
And okay. And, you know, knowing this, BookDoc is actually a startup. You know, it's been around for less than a year, maybe less than half a year, in fact. And how is you know, you come from a background where you have an established family business and then you're getting into this and where you're starting from scratch. So could you tell us the challenges that you face, you know, along the way? Because knowing that BookDoc is something so new and people needs to understand more about.
Yeah, because when I was in my family business, we started with 300 people. I ramped up the employee base to north of 1,000 plus, and I have a battalion working for me. And now at my junction, when I first started, I can share with you, my office space was only 100 square feet, very tiny, with four people. But when I pitched my idea of BookDoc to the corporates, they're like, hey, what you're doing makes sense. Can we use you? So I was like, sure, why not? Tell me how many employees you have. Tell me how many panels you have. They go, 1,000. I say, okay, I have four people working with me, including myself. I don't think it's feasible. So therefore, we started ramping up. And today, in Malaysia, we have north of 20 staff. In Singapore, we are north of 10. In Hong Kong, we're north of 10 people already. So we are ramping up very quickly. And you get your hands extremely dirty, you know, going on ground. Like, I go on ground to see doctors. I go on ground to see healthcare professionals to get them to come on the platform. I go on ground to get corporate users to come in to use our platform as well.
See? Yeah. Okay. I guess hiring more people is one of your strategy. But hiring people, you require funds. And on the media has been widely covered that you're having the largest pre-seed and seed evaluation. And we'll get some tips from you in terms of raising funds after the break. In the studio, we have Chevy Bay, founder of BookDoc. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, and in the studio we have Chevy Bay, founder of BookDoc, relatively new startup. It was just started out last year, September.
October.
And right now they have 40 people working in different parts of the country and also in Hong Kong as well. You have an office.
Singapore.
It's so quick. And one of the thing is, you've raised one of you have the largest pre-seed and seed evaluation, so which means you've recently raised seven-digit seed funding in US dollars. That's a lot of money as well. How did you do all of these things so quickly and raise so much money?
I think first and foremost is the confidence the investor have on me, because it's not about the idea sometimes, it's about the execution. A lot of people have great ideas, but sometimes when you want to market it, you want to execute, they don't seem to get it right. So when we first started and how we got the first group of investors in was all strategic if you look at their background they're coming from. So if you look at the team members and collectively they have about comprising of 150 years of experience, people who are seasoned healthcare, ICT, insurance, bankers, regulators and policymakers which have deep management expertise across Asia. So I got them in for that reason, and they saw my track record in the past, how I grew my family business from just a lab, which we are not even a leader back then, to today, we are the most integrated healthcare player, BP, in that sense. So they follow my track record, and coming here is so different, you know, from the financial standpoint in the past. You're like, you're good. You go to the bank, you say, bank, I'm going to do this. My projection is this. My ROI, my payback is this. And you mortgage your property, etc. But doing fundraising in a VC space, technology, is all about character financing. You have nothing to mortgage to them. It's just they believe in you. They believe you can execute. They just give you the money. You go and get it done. So it's a lot of faith and trust in you, which is very different. And after we raise the fund, and of course, all those investors of ours are very actively participating, giving their perspective, which I cherish and I'm happy because everyone, like I mentioned earlier, you got healthcare guy, you got banker, you got insurance, you got ICT, you got e-commerce guy, you got healthcare guy coming together on roundtable discussion almost on a weekly basis and say, we should do this, we shouldn't do that. Market feedback was this. How should we address the issue? So that's why we managed to scale up so quickly. And the seed round we just closed was a historical deal because it's the first time the Royal Brunei family member first investment in a startup. I mean, you know, their track record of investing, typically investing in trophy assets from owning the Dorchester Hotel in London to owning the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles.
Which seems quite bizarre for, you know, a royal family to invest in a startup.
Yeah.
So how did you even make that connection?
I know a lot of them like on a personal basis, so it helps. And sometimes it's also word of mouth travel and people say, this guy is quite all right in his execution. Why don't you invest in him? And I can tell you, I've turned away a lot of investors as we speak now, like a lot of them, like big names, high net worth individual, because I'm not looking for investors right now. I'm looking for someone unless they bring me strategic values beyond money so they can help me like expand in countries of certain region or they have certain workforce that they can come in and help me accelerate my growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why are you moving so quickly?
Because technology is to go regional very quickly and set up all the barriers. So that's number one from the business sense. But also from a healthcare side, you know, as a provider, I would say what we want to do is you can the fundamental thing about healthcare is to improve access to care. And if you look at the global, say, World Health, they put a statistics that they say you need 3.5 doctor to 1,000 population, where in this region, most of them are below 1, or it's like 1.2 doctors to 1,000 population. So there's a need to improve access to care and also at the same time, optimize human capital. When I say optimize human capital, I can give you a lot of examples which you as a layman, you also agree. You go to a big hospital, say SJMC, go to the Pantai Bangsa and the like, or KPJ, group of hospitals. You may have like 5 doctors or 10 doctors of the same discipline. 1 or 2 or 3 of them would take weeks, if not months, to make appointment to even see them. But they are equal doctors of other types of the same specialty, which only take you days or hours to see them. But consumer are not aware. And it's like a black box right now. So a lot of information asymmetry. So our job, like I said, is to connect and unite. And with this platform, we're very confident to unlock the traffic that why is the doctors in the same hospital going in with the same credential, interviewing process, credentialing process to get admitted, but consumers are not aware they're equally good. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're in a different organization, you see.
Yeah. And right now, with the presence already in 3 countries and 12 cities, what are your plans for 2016?
We're entering 3 more markets or 3 more countries. Okay. So we are entering Thailand in March. Then after that, May, June to Indonesia and subsequently to Philippines. And that's the geographical reach.
Yeah.
Then as we speak now, because right now we have like 4 portals. So we have the doctor's portal where they can see the appointment, the analytics of the clinic, the corporate, they have their own portal to see the health-seeking behavior, all the data. The consumer have both Android and iOS. So as we speak now, we are developing the web as well. So in case some countries going in, they don't use so much smartphone, they can still use web. And as we speak, we're also developing a few more things which I'm not going to reveal right now, but ultimately this platform, we want it to be so-called the Alibaba of healthcare in Asia or the Amazon of healthcare in Asia, where people go to this platform, anything related to healthcare, they need health tips, they need to find a doctor, they need anything, just go in there. And we are the platform where consumers can look through, because we also put together, we understand healthcare is very regulated and we want to do things right from the very start. So I and the team also put together a very strong advisory board consisting of highly respectable individuals and credible individuals. So on our board, we have Director General of Health, we have President of Medical Associations, we got technical advisors who sits on WHO and the like, who comes on and say, this is what you should do, this is what you should not do. Mm-hmm. And the advice is invaluable, that it helps us grow fast and at the same time we do things right. Because as a startup, I mentioned a lot of times people will do whatever they want,
yeah,
because they're under the radar anyways, until they hit a certain size, then they come under pressure, then they want to do things right. But I think from the very start, we want to get our footing right. So we want to get together, like I said, a good advisory board to so-called advise us what are the right steps to move.
Okay. And for advice to entrepreneurs, you know, startup owners in Malaysia, it seems that it's really hard to move so quickly due to, I guess, lack of resources, lack of people they know. What is the most important thing in, you know, running a business to you?
I think number one is, of course, you must know what are you getting into. You must know the sector well. You must do your research. Number two, of course, I always say you seek out mentorship. So, like, I have a lot of mentors because mentors brings different value from different background. And thirdly, actually, I beg to differ on your opinion or your conclusion about startup is difficult. I mean, it's always difficult. I mean, starting up something. I mean, 99% of all startups fail. Everyone knows that. It's not something that I only know myself. But I think the government is doing quite a good job getting a lot of government agency out to help spur innovation. So you have like Magic, you have MDAC, you have government agency of such helping all the startups, hand-holding them and say, this is what you should do, etc. I mean, I did not reach out to them so far. Not that I don't see value in them, but I see a lot of startup using them as a platform, which is very good because they have their resources to do so to help the startups.
Okay. And life lessons from your startup?
I always say, the harder I work, the luckier I become.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Chevy Bay, founder of BookDoc. It's an application that's available on both iOS and Android, so do check it out if you would like to book a doctor. This is Open for Business, and I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.